Hi, I'm your host, Matt Stauffer, and this is episode 84 of the 5-Minute Geek Show, a twice-weekly show about development and everything around it. It's one topic per episode about front-end, back-end, mobile, project management, design, entrepreneurship, whatever. If it's geeky, it fits. Today, we're going to be talking about committing your access credentials to public source code. So it's a thing that happens pretty commonly where somebody puts, let's say, GitHub credentials or maybe even like an email password or something like that into their code because it's, you know, needed for the library. And they think, oh, this is some really good code I'm writing here. It's hitting GitHub correctly or it's sending the email correctly. And then they commit it. And then often in this modern day and age, they push it up to a public GitHub repository or Bitbucket repository or something of the sort. And then they say, hey, look what I did. You know, I did a good thing for the world by making this code free, or more likely in that context, you know, oh, I put it up on the public GitHub because it's free and I don't have to pay for it. And then along comes some enterprising person who discovers their AWS credentials or their GitHub credentials and does something that costs them $10,000 before they hit their next bill on AWS, or does something with their GitHub thing that gets them suspended, or sends some emails as them, or whatever else it ends up being. So this will literally be the shortest 5-Minute Geek Show ever. Don't do that. Don't do it. We just discovered today somebody did a pull request on one of our open source repos, and I was curious about who they were and they were coming from. So I took a look at one of their more common repos and discovered almost 8,000 email addresses for people they had scraped from some source or another. A Python script that was processing those, and that Python script included several people's email, work email passwords, and GitHub credentials. Just there in plain text, because I'm sure that they just thought nobody would ever notice it. So the number one message, don't do that. So how do you get around that? The best way to do it is to use environment variables, some sort of thing where your script has the ability to read some configuration files that live outside of your source committed code, and then use, you know, in Git, it would be git ignore to ignore those files. And so if you ever used Laravel or Rails or something like that, you're probably familiar with .env, .otenv, which basically is a system that reads configuration files that are end in .env, you know, and are ignored from your source code. And then usually you have a .env.example that kind of says, hey, this particular source code is expecting, this program is expecting to have these particular variables set in your .env. And so every time you start a new project, you copy the .env.example file into .env. You set the local version of those files, of those configuration variables, so your API keys and your GitHub credentials, whatever. But it's ignored, so it doesn't actually make it up into the actual source code. So there are some tricks that you can do to delete those commits from history forever. If you know how to do Git well enough, you can do that. But with the reflog and everything like that, I would just say that, like, basically, if you ever committed credentials to a repo that's going to be public or that is going to be private, but to people who you don't want to send emails, you whatever else, just go change that password. Go revoke that token, whatever it's going to end up being. That's the absolute safest way to go about it. So don't do it. If you do it, revoke them. Don't think that you're going to be able to just hide them forever. And finally, use environment variables to eliminate the need for putting that information directly in your code. That I told you this was going to be the fastest one ever, and this is the fastest one ever. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Geek Show. Speaking of which, since it's the fastest one ever, I'm going to have two quick announcement-y things. One is that even though I keep saying twice weekly, it is once weekly. It's because I'm working on my book, and we have a baby due very, very soon. My goal is to get back to twice weekly once life settles down a little bit, but it's going to continue to be once weekly for a while. And the other thing is my book is almost done. I wrote the last piece of actual content yesterday. There was one appendix that I hadn't finished, and so I finished the appendix, and so now it's just edits, and then we're done, which is fantastic and exciting. So I will, if you want more information about that, go to laravelupandrunning.com. It's like a high-level introduction to relatively experienced developers who want to learn Laravel. So if you're new to programming, it wouldn't be as good of a fit. But if you already kind of know how to code and you're interested in learning Laravel, it's got a really great resource for that. So that's it. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute Geek Show. We're at 5-Minute Geek Show on Twitter, 5MinuteGeekShow.com, FIVE. You can subscribe to us on iTunes or via RSS if you like the show. Share it with your friends, rate it on iTunes, or just abstain from sharing all your credentials publicly. That enough will just give me deep and lasting joy. Until next time, Matt Stauffer, 5-Minute Geek Show.
5-Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, when you're singing it, can you do that?
Say Five Minute Geek Show?
Yeah, but sing it with that song.
Five Minute Geek Show.
Perfect. My man.